From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Search for a suspect continuing in Germany. Germany's Interior Ministry says that police are searching for a new suspect in Monday's truck rampage, but failed to confirm media reports. It is a Tunisian asylum seeker with ties to Islamic extremism. Following a briefing on Wednesday from security officials, Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière said police had identified a new suspect, though he stressed that he is a suspect but not necessarily the assailant. While de Maizière refused to confirm or deny the media reports, lawmaker Stefan Meyer said the suspect had been under police surveillance and was known to use several fake identities. A massive explosion on Tuesday at a popular fireworks market near Mexico City killed at least 31 people and injured 70 others. The San Pablito market in the city of Tultepec, about 30 kilometers north of the capital, was packed with shoppers buying fireworks for the Christmas and New Year holidays. Araceli Vasquez is looking for three people, she says. She says it's a tragic moment for everyone because many of us have lost family members here. We can't find them. Horrible. We haven't found them. We're looking for three people, a 50-year-old woman, a 9-year-old boy, and a 15-year-old boy. The Federal Attorney General's office said six explosions caused the destruction and that it had opened an investigation into violations of fire and explosive laws who were responsible. Russia said on Wednesday it is too early to draw conclusions about the shooter responsible for the assassination of the country's ambassador to Turkey. An off-duty police officer shot Ambassador Andrei Karlov on Monday in Ankara. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call that he believes the killer is linked to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. This is VOA News. There's a new armed group in Central African Republic that's raping and killing civilians. It's called 3R, which stands for Return, Reclamation, Rehabilitation. Human Rights Watch says it's wreaking havoc in the northwest of the country, displacing thousands of people. VOA's Joda Kapua reports.
Since 2013, violence in Central African Republic has been blamed on three militant forces, the mostly Muslim Seleka rebels, the mostly Christian anti-Balaka militias, and LRA rebels. But Human Rights Watch Africa researcher Louis Mudge says 3R is getting stronger and expanding its reach.
This is the first time that we're seeing a really serious rebel group emerge in the northwest of the country. They emerged in November 2015, but it was really in 2016 into September of this year that they've really started to get quite serious and aggressive.
Mudge says none of the armed groups in Central African Republic have any qualms about harming civilians. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
He says armed groups in CR know that if they attack civilians, they're taken more seriously by UN peacekeeping troops and the Banqi government. Taliban officials said Wednesday that it released the video of a kidnapped American-Canadian couple and their two children to renew attention on their detention and press their governments to meet the group's demands. The video surfaced on Monday showing American Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband Joshua Boyle and their two children who were born in captivity, pleading with their governments to negotiate with the captors.
They want money, power, friends. You must give them these things before progress can be made. A 5-year hostage taking is too long and indicates failure on every side. Believe us, we have tried to explain the irony and sin to these men, but to no avail.
Coleman and Boyle were taken hostage in 2012 as they were backpacking in the Afghan province of Wardak. Coleman was pregnant at the time with her first child. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell rejecting bipartisan calls for a special committee to investigate Russian interference in the U.S. election. Speaking on Kentucky Public TV in his home state, he said procedures are in place.
There's no question the Russians were messing around our election. It's a matter of genuine concern. And it needs to be investigated. And in the Senate, we're going to investigate that in what we call the regular order. We already have a committee established.
For his part, Trump has publicly rejected intelligence that Russia was involved in hacking that may have influenced the presidential election. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.